running for Senate District 54 seat. Carla Bigham is joining us right now to talk about the special election on Monday. Carla, thank you very much for the time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. First of all, let's just get a little brief introduction. Who is Carla Bigham?
Sure. I'm the current Washington County Commissioner for the South Washington County area. And I'm a former state representative, two terms, in the same district of which I'm running in now. And then also a Cottage Grove City Council member. But most importantly, I've been born and raised in the Cottage Grove area. I have a PhD, Park High Diploma. I'm a product of the public schools and proud, to be from this area. It's a great place to grow up in and to start a family and to work. And so just, really have deep roots here and have been very excited to continue to talk to voters about issues that are very important to them and hoping that they're going to turn out on Monday.
You know, one of the things about your background, which just I find to be very endearing, is I've done myself. I've been parts of park and rec boards, planning and council, mm-hmm. planning and zoning committees. You meet people that are on these boards that get involved. And as you just described all the things you've been doing in politics, mm-hmm. you get that bug because you do see the value of helping out
Absolutely.
Where you can. And I mean, was that a major decision for you to decide to run for the Senate District 54 seat?
Well, just as a side note, I've been on the Cottage Grove Public Safety, Health and Welfare Commission. I was the chair before I was a city council member. I also, after I left the legislature, was on the Environment Commission and Charter Commission.
So, wow.
Those positions are near and dear to my heart as well, and you are exactly right. It's how you, get to know people and really get to know kind of how local government works. It's a very good opportunity. I decided to run for this seat because of the fact that I feel the state keeps pushing their burden, whether it is education funding or whether it's their mandated programs onto property taxes. And that's not right. You know, they got to keep up with the growth and inflation of costs. And we just can't keep balancing the state's budget on the backs of local government. And it just seems to be the trend.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because Tim Pawlenty is where a lot of that started. He didn't want to fund stuff. He sent it all back down to counties, municipalities. And when we've been talking about it, people say, I remember when my property taxes was a third less than it was. And thanks to Tim Pawlenty, it got raised a lot. And the Republicans seem intent in the Minnesota House and Senate of not ever fixing that, which we should do. It should be something that if there's a mandate, if there's a funding issue, the state should be helping out as opposed to imposing burdens upon the local jurisdictions.
No, absolutely. And that's been a major, conversation piece that I've been having over the last 12 weeks. And I have that state and the local experience to go up there and really provide that leadership to make that change because it does need to happen. We have to have a fundamental discussion about how we're going to change how we provide services and really work with our local partners. You know, Washington County and Dakota County have the lowest per capita for taxes. They're one and two for the metro area. We run tight ships and we have efficiencies, and I can provide that leadership up at the Capitol there again to really have these conversations. And it's a needed conversation.
Well, and it's also important when you have people like yourself, it's not like you're not supplying services, because that's the tendency too. It's you're getting in, you're providing the services that the local community needs, but at an effective cost ratio.
Right. I mean, there's not I don't think there's really a dispute that it's county government that probably is the best level of government to provide these services, but it goes back to you got to pay for them. And that is, the state, if they're going to mandate stuff, they should be coming to the table with the money because, otherwise it falls to property taxpayers, and that's not good for seniors on fixed incomes and for working families. Property taxes are very regressive. And so, again, we really have to have conversations about how we're going to provide services and make efficiencies. And we can, I'm hoping that, this conversation that we have will lead to some really good results for our, for Minnesota.
Carla Bigham joining us. She's running as the Democrat. The special election for Senate District 54 is on Monday. We've talked about fiscal issues. We talked about burdens being put on by the state. Is there another issue out there that's a real one that's near and dear to your heart?
Well, I think you look at the healthcare and environmental issues are another couple topics that are coming up while I'm on the doors. You know, whether it's a small business or whether it's our seniors, you know, the rising cost of healthcare is a real concern, and it should be. You know, we can't just shove $900 million at insurance companies with no regard to lowering those premiums and expect big change. You know, we have to take a look at lowering the cost of healthcare, and that includes, allowing a public option into Minnesota Care, creating that competition to lower those premiums. We also have to look at pharmaceutical companies and just the astronomical profits and the cost that they get away with. And so we got to hold them accountable. You look at our environmental issues, making sure that, you know, our water is, clean and not, you know, down here in the South Metro, South Washington County and East Metro, we have contamination from PFCs. Our residents should not get stuck with that bill and for cleaning them up. And so that's a big concern here in the area as well. And, we got to hold those folks accountable.
By the way, I did want to make sure I mentioned last year, because my son plays baseball, I spent a good chunk of time down in your district. That is some beautiful country down there.
It's gorgeous. And you know, we have a lot of great parks and trails that we continue to invest in. And as county commissioner, I've been very proud that we've been able to do renovations to our Ravine Park and our Point Douglas Trail, down that connects Hastings in Washington County and Prescott, actually. So it's just phenomenal. We have just gorgeous country over in this area, and Great Cloud Island, Hastings. I mean, all of it is phenomenal. South St. Paul is such a wonderful, wonderful town. Deep roots in that area. My grandfather was born and raised there. My mother went to elementary school there. My grandfather was in the stockyards at Swift & Company for 30-some years. So then my father worked 40-some years in the at the refinery, St. Paul Park Refinery. My mother worked 30-some years in South Washington County School District. So, it's just a wonderful place to grow up and really raise a family.
Well, and I was very impressed with it. I was down there a while back, and it just, the growth you've had is the kind of growth that communities just dream of. That quality growth. It's not obnoxious. It's not over the top. It's not just a bunch of strip malls. It's been well thought out and well displayed. You guys have done a great job down there.
Yeah, well, thank you. We have a very, very wonderful group of local elected officials that really work well together. We do. We work really well together, and that's part of it. And then we just have wonderfully engaged residents that participate to help, you know, achieve those goals.
All right, here's the big meat and potatoes, and I'm talking to everyone out there. Carla, this is the weekend. We need door knockers. Yeah. We need food bankers. Yep. We need donations, correct?
Yes. You can go to CarlaBigham.com. If you have a couple hours this weekend to come out and knock on doors and make some calls, we certainly would appreciate it. We're having throughout the whole weekend, starting about 9 a.m., going through to talk to voters to get our message out, to turn out voters for this very important election on Monday, February 12th.
So once again, if you've got just a few hours, you want to go volunteer, but you can't make it down to, say, Butternut Valley and help out Melissa Wagner down there, you can help out Carla Bigham in Senate District 54, CarlaBigham.com, CarlaBigham.com. I'll link to all this on the social media a little bit later on. Go over, help out, because these races, let's send a big blue wave, a big message to the Republicans. Your days are done, because we are taking back this state, and a big step of that is going to be Carla taking that Senate seat. Carla, all my best. I appreciate it. I know you're door knocking right now. I appreciate the time. All my best, and good luck here on Monday.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You take care of yourself. And thank you very much, Carla Bigham, once again, for running for State Senate District 54.